SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden is growing unhappy with the Israeli military response to Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the race for the GOP presidential nomination, Nikki Haley is facing a must-win situation 2 weeks on in South Carolina, the Republican primary there, while Donald Trump tries to close out his last major rival.
The former president rallied a huge crowd of supporters Saturday afternoon in Conway near Myrtle Beach, following upon his easy victory last week in the Nevada caucuses. For her part, Haley skipped that contest, calling them rigged for Trump, and has instead focused on a two-week bus tour across her home state, where she served as governor from 2011 to 2017. Last week, a poll from the Morning Consult showed Trump leading Haley by more than 30 percentage points in South Carolina. George Williams reporting.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces launched 45 drones over the country in 5.5 hours of barrages this morning. The Ukrainian Air Force claims it shot down 40 of the Iranian-made Shahed drones over 9 different regions, although one got to the outskirts of Kiev. Meta is removing from Instagram and Facebook accounts run on behalf of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei after criticism over his support for Hamas and its attacks on Israel. This is SRN News. Should a Christian attend a gay wedding? The debate has been renewed in evangelical circles this year. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the answer has to be no.
A wedding is not like a meal. A wedding is not like a conversation. A wedding is a ceremony. And, you know, historically, those who have participated in the ceremony, and by that I mean even just those who are in the congregation, they're described as witnesses and celebrants to the wedding. That is to say, they're there to celebrate.
And he goes on to say,
in every state I know of, there are witnesses that have to sign that the wedding is legitimate and lawful. And those who are attending are the larger circle of those who are in agreement with that. And so I think that emphatically means that that's the one place that Christians, I think, should not be.
You can hear more in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Elon Musk's brain implant company is on the move.
Neuralink has moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down Musk's $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was too cozy with Musk and the size of that package was unfair. Musk wrote on X, "Companies should not incorporate in Delaware," adding shareholders of Texas-based Tesla should consider moving that company's legal home to the Lone Star State. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 11th. It's the 42nd day of 2024. On this date in history, 1937, a six-week-old sit-down strike against General Motors ended with the company agreeing to recognize, for the first time, the United Automobile Workers Union. This is SRN News.